Hello and welcome to another edition, a very special edition of the Parramatters podcast via the Parapit. Jono, what's going on, brother?
Oh, mate, what's going on? Welcome to the grand final edition of the Parramatters podcast.
Final edition. Holy shit, man. Like,
I didn't think I'd be saying those words in 2022.
I don't think we even planned to be doing the podcast this week, did we? Was that?
We were on holidays, mate.
I thought we've done really well to get as far as we have, but I thought that the old Cowboys were going to get us, mate, and they didn't. We're in the grand final.
Mate, had plenty of chances. You know, both teams played well enough to make the grand final. The Cowboys, do they have an argument to be aggrieved? Yes, they probably do. But on the flip side of that coin, they had an 8-point lead in the second half. They couldn't hold it. Parramatta's second half performance in that game was absolutely phenomenal. And more importantly, Sean Lane's involvement in that game was a career game. And I hope he's still got some gas left in the tank for this week, because it was pretty awesome to watch.
I think he almost single-handedly won us that game. I don't know what happened to the team. The team, we didn't play well. We were all over the shop. Mitchy kicking out on the full twice. And we defended well, though. I mean, if you look back at that last 10 minutes, they just kept rolling in. And more often than not, it was Sean Lane who was the final bloody full stop to prevent them going over the line. Siva did one nice tackle on Felt to push him wide, and there was defense. Like, who would have thought that defensively, like, we lost all statistics, you know?
We lost every stat line in that game except the scoreboard. It was phenomenal.
How does that happen? Like,
I don't know.
Mate,
I don't know.
I'm still in a bit of shock that we won that game.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surreal. Like, yeah. We weren't supposed to be here, man.
No. And they had every chance to beat us, in all honesty. The forward pass, first try of the game, it was forward. I mean, you know, everyone knows it. I mean, we could bullshit as much as we want and say that it was flat, but it was forward.
I parried around with my Cowboys mates on Facebook about it sort of the last few days. But
you gotta deny it as long as you can, mate.
No. Look. Any Cowboys fans watching, I'll give it to you. It was forward. It was about a meter forward. It wasn't as forward as people made it out to be.
No.
But it was forward. It was forward. But then again, the Tui Lungi try to get it to 20-12, that was just as
that
forward.
That could have been called. That could have been called. And there were plenty of other decisions which could have gone the other way. And we've been ripped off, you know, in preliminary.
We've been on the end of it too.
Yeah,
we've been on the end of it too. We were on the end of it last year.
Yeah,
with the Panthers game here,
we got absolutely rorted with Footgate. Is that a thing? I don't know. With the guy got his foot trodden on, and
I think they call it Traitorgate.
It's like, oh, I got a sore foot. Okay, so Panthers get the rest for 10 minutes while the trainer calls
a
halt.
Overlap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does seem to happen to the Cowboys a lot in the finals. They do get screwed over a fair bit. I mean, there was the seven tackle set was a bad one a couple of years ago. There was the hand of God, Karen Fowler, Boren, hand of God. There was some other ones as well. I don't know.
There was a few. I mean, to the point where Jonathan Thurston comes out and says it's a conspiracy, but you know. Yeah. And then the next year they win the premiership anyway, but you know.
I know.
Good.
I do feel bad for them. They did, you know, it would have been good to play them in the final, but as it is, we're playing the Panthers, mate. Now we're gonna struggle to win this game. We have beaten them twice this year, but, you know, Cleary did get sent off pretty quickly in the second game I don't think he was even playing the first game, was he? I can't even remember. But anyway, the point being that they've won the most recent contest that we've had, and he set up a lot of those bombs, and they caused Paul Wonga an absolute headache. Now,
yeah,
I've been looking for an answer to these things. I mean, I said to you, do you just let him bounce? Do you just let him bounce and say, okay, defensively, we're going to let these things bounce. Just everyone get back. Let them get the ball back and just hit them as soon as they get the ball. You know as well as I do, it's a cardinal sin to let a ball bounce. But it's better than giving them, a repeat set. It's going to cost us the game if he drops a couple of these towering bombs. Ideally, we put pressure on him, but I don't know. Someone pointed out that Edwards comes in on the fourth tackle and does a really quick hit up so that Cleary can get a good kick on it on the fifth. I didn't notice that.
It's a good
that.
Tactic.
Yeah, it is a good tactic. I haven't noticed it, but it does sound about right. Either way, we could lose the game just on these kicks alone. I mean, they're massive. And he's got it on a play string,
Look, Wonga came out in the interview yesterday and he's like, I don't have an answer for them either. I think you've just got to put your best foot forward at the time and maybe make a judgment call. You know, if the ball looks like it's going to fall short, maybe let it bounce. I mean, best case scenario, it bounces into touch. Worst case scenario, it bounces backwards to them. But at least be ready. At least if you're going to let it bounce in that moment, be ready to make the tackle.
He's very quick. He's very quick, Wonga. So he, but the other players need to get back and support him when these things are going up. I don't know why he isn't turning his back on them so that if he does drop it, it goes, it's not a knock on, it's a knock backward. That being said, they do seem to pull up short. So they go up and then they get ready and then they have to lunge forward for them. So lunging forward, you can't just reef it back. I think we've got a really good chance of winning this game.
I said it with complete unbiased opinion. We're the only team in the NRL with a 50-50 shot at beating Penrith on grand final day.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, the Cowboys fans are dirty, but the Cowboys weren't going to beat Penrith.
They were not at all. No, they don't have
the firepower. They were not going to beat Penrith. They just don't. They're a good team. Their premiership window is just opening now, so give it 2-3 years. You'll get your redemption.
Yeah.
You know, but you weren't going to beat Penrith. And I'm not saying Parramatta's a sure thing to beat Penrith.
No,
but with a 50% possession of the ball,
bounce the ball,
and we're going to need 80%. I mean, 80 minutes of 100% football with 50% possession. We can't
listen to you, Mr. Maths. that was a great line. Well, is that 100% of 50% of 80% of 20% of?
Yes.
It's like boom, boom, boom.
The square root of 64 is something.
It's a grand final, the grand final victory. A square root of Peter Sterling 1986 try is a Dylan Brown conversion. We've got to talk about team selection quickly. Talk about Jake Arthur.
Quickly.
I once again don't know why he's in the team. It's too fast for him. And he got found out last time we played Penrith and Mitch came off. He got 20 minutes and it was too fast for him. And it's no critique of him whatsoever, but we are better off having Cartwright in the team. Very disappointed that Cartwright has missed out.
I don't know why Brad Arthur. I mean, unless he's going to pull the old switcheroo at the 11th hour, but I doubt it.
No, we've speculated that before, and he hasn't.
I really wanted him to pull the trigger on grand final day.
Saw Nathan Brown had been picked, I was so excited because I didn't expect to see Jake's name underneath his. I thought Bryce.
I misread the initial team list. I was pumped. I'm like, Nathan Brown, 14, yes. And then
I predicted it. I predicted that Nathan Brown would be brought back in for the grand final. But I did think that it would be at the expense of Jake Arthur, not at Bryce Cartwright, because Bryce Cartwright can change a game one way or the other, whereas Drake can only change it one way, and that's a negative way. The only positive, you got to look for positives. The only positive, I think, is if Reed Marnie goes down. I think Jake is a really good option to come in as hooker. He's fine at that position, but he's no good coming in. He's too slow to be playing halfback at this level. So
he is a good backup for Reed.
Completely agree. So let's look at the positives. The positives of Nathan Brown. Is he just being brought in to kill Cleary? Is it just a we're used to playing with 16 players anyway, so just go out there and kill him. Just take his head off.
One more sin bin. One more sin bin for old time's sake.
It could be a send-off. Like, it could be a send-off. It doesn't matter because our team's ready to play with 16 or 15 players. So if he gets sent off and he takes out Cleary, his job is done. But he's got to take
Look, as tempting as that option is, that's very much against the spirit of the game. And I wouldn't. I want to beat Penrith at their best. I think Nathan Brown is there purely for kick pressure. Just chase Nathan all night. Yeah. Get up in his face. Be the big body. You know, when he's trying to be human shielded by fucking Kickow and Edwards and whoever wants to stand in front of him.
Yeah.
Reed Marnie and Nathan Brown will charge him. Yeah, Brown is there to be a battering ram. He's probably only going to play 20 minutes, assuming he survives 20 minutes and the referee not sending him off. But, my God, it's going to be like a what's the old mate from 300, like Leonidas.
Just
20, tonight we dine in hell. Yeah. 20 minutes of hell, Nathan Brown. 20 minutes of hell, one more sin bin for the good guys. Just give it everything. Redeem yourself for the club. Yeah. You've been on the fringe for 3 months.
Yeah.
I never stopped loving him.
No one did.
Parramatta fans have never stopped loving him.
No, we loved him. We loved his heart. You know, his skill level dropped a bit, but his heart is there. If we can play him, as long as BA doesn't try and play him for 80 minutes or something stupid, like he can only come on and play 15, you know, and, or, you know, 5 in the second half and 10 in the first, something like that. He hasn't been playing at the first grade level for a while. But
I wouldn't mind giving him the last 10. Remember in the 2009 grand final when Daniel Anderson sent Fuimwemwe back on for the last 10?
Yeah, the last
and
try.
He just gave Melbourne hell for 10 minutes, you know. We came up short that day, but
it was only he gave away the penalty, but it was no penalty. It was Billy bloody milking it at the end. It was, you know, so damn, that was annoying. Ashley Klein is the referee. Now, my understanding is that Ashley Klein is that referee that was made a life member at the Penrith Panthers. Isn't he the one that, I mean, I know he grew up in Penrith area, so I'm a little bit worried, but I've seen some stats coming out saying that he doesn't really favour that team.
Look, he's the best. He was always going to get picked because he refereed Origin too. You know, he refereed the whole Origin series, and it was a pretty good series. I'm not going to lie. Like, refereeing-wise, you know, that was a pretty well-refereed series. But
it didn't really decide.
But he was also the one that put 7 players in the bin in the Rabbitohs-Roosters game.
Was that him?
And he was also the one he was also the one that gave the Cowboys the win over the Tigers as well, I'm pretty sure. So that challenge after the thing. So he's got controversy in his back pocket, but I think he's the best of a bad situation. It was either that or Grant Atkins, who would let Mitch Moses do another gridiron pass. So that would have been cool. But he's in the bunker where he can't rule on forward passes this week regardless because he's in the bunker. So he was just practicing. He's just like, oh, I can't rule on forward passes. So I'll just sit in the bunker next week.
Yeah, put my feet up. the only thing I'm worried about with Klein is he likes to do six agains, and Penrith like to do fast play the ball. So we might get caught out a fair bit with, you know, repeat sets. Look, I'm not going to look too much into the game. You know what it's like with grand final. Grand finals are hectic. Anything can happen. And they're just frantic. They're just nonstop. And it's a war of attrition. It's who can keep getting up? Who wants it more? I mean, Penrith going to be down a bit because, not down, but Are they going to be a bit complacent because they won it last year? So they're a bit, you saw them after they won their preliminary final. They were just kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever. We were jumping for joy and they were just, ah, it's all good. You know, so I already think that it's, the shine's been taken off it. It's something I want to be seeing, but.
The Parramatta's podcast, available on all major podcasting platforms.
If we get 50% of the ball, mate, you know, I see this as a 50-50 game. We're every bit as good as Penrith, you know, but
yeah,
I did notice that Penrith are good at pinning us on our line, our try line,
yeah,
when they want to, and we're going to have to come out of trouble a lot.
Yeah.
And I just, my only worry is the gas tank.
Yeah.
Because we won in Townsville, we got the extra day recovery, but how much did it really take out of us? No, I mean,
I think that the gas tank is good, and it's ironic because I think it's because BA has not been rotating the bench. So I think the players, that you know, the last few months, especially Sean Lane, he can go for 80 now, and you know, he was thrown up on the sidelines only a few months ago. So, and he's just renewed his contract. I don't know if you saw, he signed for another 3 years. So,
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so awesome. He wants to be a member of Parramatta moving forward. So, you know, such a positive having him re-sign. So
that's awesome because he's a journeyman. Like he was at the Dogs and he was at Manly and now he's come here.
Yeah,
and he's found career best form. And we've rewarded him with a long-term home. Like, man, you don't have to go anywhere for the next 3 years. Thank you for busting your ass and playing your best football for us.
Yeah.
You know, your home is Parramatta for the next 3 years. You don't have to worry where your next meal is coming from, in air quotes, you know. So good on him.
Yeah.
And good on Parramatta and good on Brad Hutter for getting the best out of him, rightly or wrongly. Yeah. You know, I actually put it up on one of the forums. I'm like, did Brad Arthur become an accidental super coach by, you know, making Sean Lane vomit his way through the first half of the season, only for him to become a god on that flank, you know, coming into the grand final? He's probably, and his name's getting thrown around to play for the Kangaroos at the World Cup. So that's how good of a year he's had.
He's completely, BA has completely done a Bradbury here and, you know, things have just fallen into place. I'm sure of it. There's no way he could have plotted and schemed all of this. The fact that he went up to Sean Lane and said, you know, what have you been doing? You know, well, how come you're playing so good? Like, you know, it wasn't like he went, the plan came together, you know. It was very much a what the hell's going on here kind of thing.
But ever since he had that meeting with Sean too, God, we've been in good touch.
Yeah, we have.
He had that meeting with Sean before the Broncos game, I think. And then we went out and pumped the Broncos and then we beat Melbourne and then, you know, we lost to Penrith, but then we bounced back. We beat Canberra. Mm-hmm. We beat the Cowboys and now we're in the grand final. Like, ever since he had that meeting, it sparked something, you know. It sparked something in the team and I hope Sean Lane, Clive Churchill medal winner Sean Lane can be the – dude, I hope so.
Dude.
He deserves it. Holy shit.
Yeah, it would be the best.
That would be so good for him. You know, if he's the man to lead us to premiership glory on Sunday night, man. Kudos to him. He deserves it.
Yeah. We've got the Dally M today, tonight.
Yeah.
So by the time people are watching this, it would have all been decided. So, have a quick look and hopefully who have we got up for it? Gutho and Dillbags, I believe, are up for it, aren't they? I mean, they were in the running.
Dillbags was up there. I think Mitchie was up there too, but I think the leader at the close of voting was actually Ben Hunt from the Dragons.
He's a very good player.
Surprised to see him win it though. The Dragons fell off hard at the end of the year.
They did, but he might have been still in the, you know, getting 3 points in 2 points in a losing team.
Absolutely.
You are right. I think Mitch is up for it. So, you know, fingers crossed. That'd be a nice little boost going into the grand final, having Mitch win the Dally M. I don't know. It was very disappointing we couldn't get tickets, mate. It has to be said. We've tried our best to try and get tickets. You know, obviously, being Uber fans, so we do a bloody podcast and this, and we do a fair bit of other stuff that's Eels related, and we couldn't get any non-ticketed member tickets, and we couldn't get any open to the public tickets. So you were going to come down from Mackay and spend a pretty penny just on the bloody air freight.
I was, you know, even today I still had people here trying to get me down there. They're like, I'll find you tickets, you know. So I got a shout out Gunner from Townsville. He tried to get me a ticket. I got a shout out Chris Roa, who I'm actually going to watch the grand final with at his place. Mate, you tried so hard to get me tickets, man. And Bear, I don't know if you listen, Bear, but even tonight he was like, I'll find you a ticket, I'll get you there. But look, as awesome as it would be, and it sucks because this is the first of any event that I haven't been able to get a ticket for. Concerts, great. I got tickets last year to the Eels-Roosters game here, the Eels-Knights game in Rockhampton, and the Eels-Panthers semi-final here. And there were only 5,000 of those suckers going, and I managed to get a ticket every time. So maybe I used up all my luck last year, but, you know, it looks like it's going to be a wet night at Acor Stadium anyway. I don't think we've mentioned that, but
Who does that suit? That
it's going to be wet.
It's pissing down here now. I mean, obviously, Sunday's a long way away. It's Wednesday night, but it's absolutely pissing out. It's hailing. Who do you think wet weather conditions are going to favour more?
Well, I think it helps us.
I think so,
too. I think it favours us, but it limits what Penrith can do.
Yeah, I agree.
The Parramatta's podcast, because Parramatta fans matter.
So, you know, cometh the hour, cometh the man, and I hope it's our men that are triumphant in victory on Sunday evening.
Now, speaking of the man, we have to pay special homage to one Mr. Ray Stone, because if it wasn't for that last-ditch effort, which got us the win against the Storm, we wouldn't have been in the top four. None of this would be happening. Yeah. It's just that little extra. So let's not forget Ray. He was a great player for us, and I think he's going to do great things up at the Dolphins. That was such a big effort on his behalf.
It was absolutely massive, you know. Mm. In Golden Point, you know, and he knew straight away that it was bad, but, you know, he chased that field goal kick. He was the only blue and gold jersey in sight chasing that kick down.
Yeah.
And he stepped and he did his knee. He got us the win. That win got us in the top four, got us the second bite of the cherry despite losing to Penrith in week one.
Yeah.
It's because of him, man. And good on him. You know, Wayne Bennett knew exactly what he had in him when he signed up to the Dolphins. He's an absolute beast. And
he really is a hit, man.
I wish he could be out there on grand final day. You know, he deserved it. But
yeah.
You know, he's going to be destined for great things. Wayne Bennett's going to turn him into even more of a complete player,
which is
awesome for him.
Yeah, I really do. I think he's going to flourish there. I don't know. Let's just worry about the grand final for now. I won't talk too much about next year. I was going to start launching into, positional plays. I think Dillbags needs to step up for this grand final. He can't just leave it all to Mitch. Mitch will be prepared to take it all on. Dillbags needs to jump up and stand beside him and take off half the kicks and doing a lot more running.
Yeah, absolutely. He needs to find his X factor form in this game. He needs to take his years to find those holes. Years ago hunting. He needs to get the ball in his hand. He needs to take the line on. And he needs to start finding holes. And Mitch needs to do it too, because they're both great kicking halves, but they're both great running halves too. Mitch is quick. Dylan's quick and elusive.
Yep.
You know, Dylan's more elusive than Mitch, but Mitch can run, man. He's quick over 40.
He really is. He's deceptively fast.
The mantra going into the game is have no regrets. And I don't want either of those boys to have regrets. I want them line hunting. Yeah. I want Gutho pushing up the middle. I want Reedy scooting, you know, try and catch them off guard, you know. You've got nothing to lose. I mean, it's been 36 years since we've won a premiership, but, you know, we're outsiders in this game as much as it hurts to say. You just can't let expectation weigh you down on the big stage in the bright lights, you know. You've got a full-strength Penrith team coming at you. The neighbours, man, you hate them. They hate you. It is the Battle of the West, to be honest.
It is the same. I hate that,
you know,
every time they score, someone's got to jump up and put their balls in the back of one of someone's neck. Like, well, how come every time someone scores, they've got to jump on someone's neck and bloody start rubbing their groins? And Luai's an absolute dog. And it's just,
I hate saying that I hate a player, but I hate Luai. I do.
It is so hard to not hate him. He is hateable.
I just despise him. He's a grub. His entire career is based off riding Nathan Cleary's coattails.
Yep.
You know, he's an Origin player because of Cleary. He's a premiership winner because of Cleary.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to go it alone. He's going to play for Samoa or Tonga? One of those two. In the World Cup, you know, and I think he's going to be found wanting without his halves buddy there.
Agreed.
You know, so, you know, I hate saying that I hate a player, but Luai is very, very unlikable.
Yeah. Well, now, not getting greedy or anything, my friend, but not only do we have one team in the grand final, we have two teams in the grand final.
How good.
Oh, my goodness. What an effort from the girls. They only won one game, and then they get into the top four, and then they knock out the undefeated team.
Yeah.
Incredible. Such incredible.
Absolutely amazing performance. You know what it reminds me of? The 2009 run.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the 2009 run. Coming from the clouds to, you know, we scrape into the finals and then just go in and knock off the big dogs one by one.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're there at Acor Stadium on the big day with a good a shot as anyone at taking home the silverware.
Yep, 100%. You
know, and what a performance, you know. I was, you know, shattered when Bo Vetti Welsh and Maddie Studden, you know, Bo Vetti Welsh went down with the ACL. Maddie Studden, for some reason, wasn't signed by anyone.
What happened with that?
She just wasn't picked up. The Eels didn't re-sign her, and then no one else in the NRLW re-signed her.
She was a great player.
She wound up playing reserve grade for the Cronulla Sharks.
Did she?
So she's an absolute beast. But in their wake, Gail Broughton, the rugby convert at fullback, you call her the tornado or the Gale?
Gale. The Gale is the tornado. So I call her the tornado. So, but she is fast and she's better when she runs herself. Not so much when she tries to pass to the wing and no one's standing on the wing, which she seems to do a fair bit. But she can tackle. Positionally, she's brilliant. She's always in the right place. And
that rugby background, man, she knows where to get under the ball.
Yeah, and considering, as you said, you know, we didn't have Bo Betty, you know, and it was kind of a write-off year for them, and it kind of was. We just lost 4 from 4 and just bang, bang, bang. It was this left-right combination, and the girls are in the grand final playing before the guys, and it's just, it's exciting. I mean, I don't think I'll fully be able to enjoy it until we get the victory. We've just been through so much shit and, you know, we're up against it. And I don't know. It's hard to get excited.
Both teams are coming in like underdogs, you know. The girls, they miracle runned it. They Bradbury'd their way to the grand final. And for our boys, you know, Penrith are Penrith, you know, they've been the dominant force for the last 3 years. But, you know what? On the day, anything can happen. The girls will be up for it. You know, Samaima Taufa and Ash Quinlan, she's been brilliant at 5'8", you know. Ellie Johnson off the bench.
Yeah, baby powder. You know, baby powder's been brilliant. Johnson and Johnson.
The only downside, you know, Kennedy Charrington, all those girls. The only downside is Tiana Panattoni doesn't look like she'll be playing.
Very upsetting. Like we didn't have her last week either, but she does deserve it. She's, you know, been the heartblood of the team so far. And it's very upsetting that she can't play, just as it is very upsetting that Tom Opacek doesn't get to play.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that.
Has grinded his ass off week in, week out, just so consistent, just grind, grind, grind. And to, you know, pull a hammy Very, very annoying.
That sucks. And you know what? The start of the year when we were saying, I don't think he's first grade material, this and that, you know, he's a step off the pace. You know, we weren't on the Tommy bandwagon.
No.
But lo and behold, his combination with Wonga.
It works. It works with him, with brilliant. You know, and they've shut down that side. And we kept saying, how long is it going to take before they shut down that side? Because we were just leaking points in there over and over. Teams would just run wide and they'd score 50% of the time. But as soon as, you know, they had Tommy and Wonga link up over there, it just stopped it. It just, whatever it was, yeah, that combination works. I'm a bit worried about not having that.
Yeah, Bailey's good, but Bailey defensively,
brilliantly. Yeah, but he's been playing center for the last 5 weeks in reserves, and he is a great backup in case Gutho goes down, because he's played a lot of fullback. So I like him being.
He wore his heart on his sleeve against the Cowboys too. God, he took some tough runs.
He really did. You know, very brave. Yeah. He's a fighter. I like having him in the team. As BA would say, he's a footballer. You know, he's.
Yep.
He's just, you know, rough and tumble.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just think that it's very sad that he's not in the team, but
it is.
That Tommy's not in the team, but, you know, that Bailey's getting in, taking his spot. That's a good story. So I don't know. It's.
Good on Bailey, because he was out of the team for a while and he lost his spot. Because Micah came back and he really didn't do anything wrong to lose his spot.
Yeah.
So maybe almost poetically, I mean, it sucks for Tommy, but he gets his chance. Bailey gets his chance on grand final day to be there and to contribute. So,
yeah.
Look, well, the butterflies aren't going to be.
I'm not looking forward to it. Sean Russell doesn't get a run either. I mean, that kid put his whole body on the line for Parramatta, and he's done every time he's played. He's just scored tries. You obviously can't have everyone in the team. Bringing Brownie back into the team is a huge call, and I'm very supportive of it, as is almost everyone. I think it's a great, great idea. Maka misses out. It's a strong team apart from Jake on the bench. I mean, if you had Bryce Cartwright on the bench, that's a strong team. And with every chance of winning a grand final, the last one we had 2009, the last one we won 1986. I mean, dude, that's insane, you know. So history's about to get made.
One way or another, mate.
I really don't want to get too excited about it. I'm so excited for being in the once the game day comes around, but this far out at the moment, I've just seen it all before and I'm just a little bit nervous, but
yeah, like my nerves are starting. I've been the same. I don't want to say numb, but
it's kind of like you just have this feeling. Yeah. I was at work today and I'm just like, oh, there's something happened. Something bad happened that I need to take care of. What is it? Like, it's the grand final. Like, you know, but in my head, I'm like, there's something bad that I need to take care of. You know, you get that feeling where you just kind of like, oh shit, you've fucked up somewhere along the line or whatever. You did something wrong, or you know, you've got that feeling that you know you did something wrong. I've kind of got that feeling, and I was like, it's the final bringing me this bloody, you know, angst.
I know. Anxiety, man. Like, man, it's grand final. We should be so excited and pumped, and we are to a point at this stage. But Sunday at 7:30. That's going to be completely different, man. I don't care. I don't care how many beers deep I am by that stage. I'm going to be
stuck in.
The leg's going to be twitching. The butterflies are going to be eagles.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of Mackay people that I didn't know the last time we played a grand final that have probably never seen me this nervous before. So it's going to be an experience, man. And I'm pumped for it, man. The closer to game day we get, the more it'll start rising. Right now, it's a numbed, tempered, cautious optimism.
Yeah.
But once Sunday night rolls around, man, it's going to be when they're standing there and the anthem's playing and they're linked up, my heart rate's going to be through the roof. I'm going to be jumping. I'm going to be
that
last 5 minutes of the Cowboys game. It's going to be that and then some.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
It's going to be.
I'm sure that was going to get us.
I was standing for the last 8 minutes. I couldn't sit down. I stood for
well,
the last
I
eight
called
minutes
you
of
on
that game.
FaceTime because I was like, I don't want you to, if we go out here, I don't want you to be by yourself. So we FaceTimed and we're like, holy crap, we're going to win this, mate. We're going to win this. We're going to the grand final.
It was a surreal moment, man. It was a surreal moment. And I hope we get one more FaceTime this year, but we're celebrating just as hard, brother.
I reckon we've got to, look, if we lose, I don't think we come back because it'll be too sad. It'll just be negative. And so if we lose, this will be the last podcast of the year. We'll come back next year. We're going to take a bit of time off. We're going to, but we'll be back for the trials and anything, any big news that breaks with Para, we'll, depending how big it is, we might stick a Odd Angry Potty in there. Jono, have we forgotten anything, mate? Is that
mate? I think it's just time to try and enjoy the rest of the week.
I'm not gonna enjoy it.
I think the closer I get, the more nervous I'm gonna get.
I'm a bit too nervous, but we can't go to CommBank. They are opening up CommBank for $15 a ticket to go down and watch it there. We might have to go down there and just some around family as we, in case something goes wrong. But on the other hand, if everything goes right, we end up winning, it's going to be brilliant to be amongst Parramatta fans. So have to do that. But all right, brother, we better leave it there then. We'll be back. Once we win the grand final on Sunday, come back next week and we'll get in and have a good old gloating session. And
mate, how good will it be?
How good will it be?
We'll come back with beers a-flowing still.
Yeah.
Should we do it on the Monday so, you know, we can just, while it's fresh, we should probably do it on Monday, buddy.
I think we might have to. I think we'll do it on Monday.
All right. If we win, we'll be back on Monday. If we lose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might do a quick wrap up.
You can do a wrap up. I'd love it to come out. Yeah, go on.
Oh, I was just like, I feel like, you know, we've been here all season. We've got to put a bow on it somehow. So even if I have to do it, if you want me to come back on Monday and do a depressed hungover video, I'll do it. If you want to come back on Monday and we have 2022 NRL premiers,
we'll face the music, mate. We'll come back and we'll.
We've got to put a bow on it, surely.
The Parramatters podcast for Eels fans everywhere.
Well, mate, that's pretty much it for this week's episode. Obviously, massive game this week. where are you watching the game? What are your plans?
I'll be at my mate Chris Rowe's house. He's putting a brisket
said that.
On.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, taking a big
putting on a brisket. Oh,
yeah. Well, look. It's not quite Acor Stadium. It's not quite a CommBank. I would have loved to have been down there with you guys, but
I don't know. I don't know if we're going or not. I don't know what they're putting on. I know that they're open. $15 a ticket. I don't know if they're selling seats. I assume you just get on the ground and watch the big screens. I mean, I hope we're not sitting like this.
America doesn't.
Yeah, how do they do it?
America doesn't. It's a watch party. You just watch. You watch it in the home stadium, but you're not.
Do you have seats?
Yeah. You just get sat in the stadium and you watch it on the big screen.
But the big screen's on the other side of the field. Like you got to sit down and watch it on the other. Yeah, over your left shoulder. You know, your right shoulder. You're sitting bloody.
I'm sure they'll work it out. I'm sure they'll work it out.
I don't know if I can take the chance is what I'm getting at, I guess. So I might have to sit at home and,
Look,
you know, I don't know. I'm a bit nervous for this. Look,
we'll ride the wave together, mate. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, mate, we will ask the rest of the Blue and Gold Army. It's the biggest day in 13 years.
It's huge.
You know, and the women. Let's not forget the women. They're there too. Like, we've got two grand finals to watch.
Yeah, they've done brilliantly and they've represented our team incredibly.
Both squads.
We've got to be really proud with what we've put forward this year. The teams have been brilliant. I mean, look at where we are. I mean, it's insane. Both teams in the grand final. You know, top four.
Top four. Yeah. We lost to the Tigers on Easter Monday. We got smashed by the Dogs. We lost to the
Tigers. Broncos. Got there the wooden so spoon, many... and we lost to them. I mean, how does that happen? I mean, you know, but
mate. There were so many times this year that this squad just didn't look like it was going to make the big dance. And
no,
credit to BA, credit to all the boys for just not giving up.
I think that's why. Barry's not with us this week because all year he was saying we've got the horse, but we don't have the jockey, and it looks like it's Melbourne Cup, motherfucker, because we're going to whip that bad boy in. And Barry's gone, nah, fuck that. They're just going to bloody give me shit all episode. So,
Super coach,
BA theory, and Barry was having none of it. Barry had to work tonight, so he missed out. But it's been a brilliant year for the team.
What a ride!
And I'm still a bit in shock about the whole thing, to be honest. And I don't quite, you know, you just kind of get used to not being in the grand final, like, and then all of a sudden it's like we're in the grand finals. Like, what the hell happened? Like, we're not supposed to have the team. I mean, you look at the Australian team that the guest team that they've put together. It's hardly any Eels in these teams. I mean, you know, Origin. How many of the Eels were Origin players? It was basically Junior, and that was it.
Junior and Reg, and then whatever happened with Reg and got dropped. That's
something
stupid
happened. Bad happened. Like, and Reg has been a phenom all year, absolute phenom, and he's just been two tries last week, mate. I think he's got
two boys with chips on their shoulder as well. Reg has got this like Origin thing hanging over his head.
He's got Origin.
And
he's got
Junior's.
Yeah, he's got been an ex-Panther.
Last year too.
Yep, I forgot about that. And that was against the Panthers as well. Mate, there's a lot to play for out there. And I think the boys are ready for it. I really do. I just don't want, if we go down, we go down together. I don't want everyone to be like, oh, Wonga dropped the ball and blah, blah, blah. It's just like, if we go down, we go down together. And, you know, and if we win, we sure as hell win together. So, mate, it's gonna be a very, very. This is one for the ages. This is
huge,
dude. You don't get this many times, as we know. And if we can actually 36 years, you know, if we can actually stop it now, oh my goodness, you know, like,
mate, we have earned every inch of this. We had the hardest run, hardest run home in the whole NRL.
Brutal.
Man. We went through Canberra. We went through the heat of Townsville. Yes. Now we're going through the best team in the comp
for the
last three seasons. Man, if we win this grand final, we have earned this ring.
Yeah.
We have earned this grand final if we get this done.
And it gets really sad. Like, you know, with all the players we're losing, it's going to be a very emotional day for a lot of the boys walking away from the team. Yeah, it's going to be emotional for them. If we win, they're going to be like, you know, this is it's going to be one for the ages. It really is a once in a lifetime, and I think that's why tickets went nuts, because people were just they saw it for what it is. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and everyone's just like, oh, I got to get there, and everyone just the tickets were impossible to buy, and I just think there's going to be a lot of Eels at this game. There's going to be a lot of Eels fans. I think we're going to outnumber them 2-1. I really do. And we had a 24-hour window before they knew they were in the grand final. So we sold a lot of tickets during that. And I don't know if they had a certain allocation to them that were ticket holders.
Oh, they would have. They would have had the same as us.
Yeah.
There's one a day later, which they cracked the shits about, but it is what it is, man.
If they were capped,
Just need the army to get in there and make some goddamn noise, and they won't need any second invitation to make noise, you know. Parramatta fans on grand final day, you know. Man, I'd love to be on Church Street if we win. Church Street's going to go nuts.
It's going to be...
Peter Wynn out in front of
Peter
the
Wynn.
Score.
Yeah, just... yeah, we'll be jumping on Peter Wynn.
On car roofs and all sorts.
Mate, it's going to get crazy. I'm telling you, it's going to get crazy. So, dude, that's it. That's the end of the podcast for this week. Next time we will be talking. Well, we'll be talking on game day. But next time we'll be doing this. It'll either be big smiles or lots of tears or maybe both. We'll see how we go. We might be tears of happiness.
Tears of happiness or tears of sadness, mate. We'll find out in about 4 days.
Yeah, mate. It's gonna be brilliant. So, as we always say, mate, to finish the show, one last time, click go the Eels, baby.
Click go those Parramatta Eels.
Let's win the grand final.
Yes. Let's go get it.
Go, let's boys go get it. And girls. See you next week, brother. See you next week.
See you guys.